7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meaning, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meaning, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them feet and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet. Anyway, to them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. But them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America.
Strictly roots and culture, strictly roots and culture. We don't want no vulture, and we don't want you get vulgar. Strictly roots and culture, we are play. Deacon Christopher Frazier here. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam. The way to peace through obedience to the Most High on the principles of existing and living and life for all. Freedom, justice, and equality under the law. Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. Recording date, September 29th, Sunday, September 29th, 2013. Now, we're set, this scripture, sisters and brothers, is deep and is heavy when we go into the definitions. So, the children of men, the children of unrighteousness, the children, what did it say? I just left it. The children of unrighteousness and injustice. Look at the system that we live under. It's prophecy about today, sisters and brothers. Now, verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. So the Lord Most High, Yahweh, existing, has given examination to the system. Have we examined the system? Have we examined the roots of warfare, bloodshed? Have we given enough examination to the situation in Syria to know that President Barack Obama has lied to us? Secretary of State John Kerry has lied to us. Senator Graham, Senator McCain, Senator Boxer, Pelosi, Einstein, liars, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, members of Obama's cabinet lied. It was Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. These are they whom kidnapped Christian Alawite boys, apparently killed them, and then presented them before the world as being victimized by chemical warfare from Assad, to lie on Assad, to justify escalation, to bombing outright in Syria to overthrow the Assad government, take control of the country to control land, wealth, resources, oil pipeline deals coming from Iran through Iraq to Syria. Don't want that to go through. Want to control it. Want to buttress, uphold House of Rothschild, Genie Energy in the Golan Heights, stolen territory from Syria by the modern day state of Israel, which is not the Israel of your Bible, but is controlled by the synagogue of Satan. More gas, more oil off the coast of Israel, but Palestinian land, Palestinian Christian and Muslim land. And this is about to be exploited by Israel. So you're looking at lies. You're looking at conspiracy. Have we examined the system? Do we only listen to CNN, MSNBC? No, you can't just listen to them. You have to listen to them after you've listened to Minister Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, after you've listened to Omali Ishatila, African People's Socialist Party, after you've listened to Alex Jones and Infowars.com, after you've listened to Webster Tarpley, Tarpley.net, after you've listened to Spotlight Africa on KPFK in Los Angeles, after you've listened to Bonnie Faulkner and Guns and Butter, KPFA, after we have taken the time to listen to real news, globalresearch.ca, oh man, read their articles. After we've listened to Solomon Commission, Your World News, when you take the time, when we take the time and be the eye of the Most High, listen to real, true information, then we can give critical, political analysis concerning the system. So the Most High says, behold, the people is one. They have all one language. And this they begin to do. What we are looking at is that the wicked ruling class who are in power have caused the masses of the people to work as one to construct a system of death, unrighteousness, and injustice. But that then is a prophecy of today, the system that we live under. The words, this they begin. I hit this word, these collection of words, this phrase, and I was confounded, dumbfounded at the definitions, my beautiful sisters and brothers. It looks so innocuous. And this they begin to do. We know what they have begun to do because we have examined other words, found their definitions. But look at this, sisters and brothers, the phrase, this they begin. Let me see how that's constructed. The phrase is, and this they begin. 2490 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, it means to profane, to defile, to pollute, to desecrate. To profane oneself, to defile oneself, to pollute oneself. Let's hit that word profane and see deeper the nasty system that we live under. Profane, relating to or devoted to that which is not sacred or biblical. It says secular rather than religious, but I don't take that definition. There's no such thing as religion over here, secular over there. Everything is life, 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 life. So that which is profane is that which is antithetical to life and existing. That which is sacred is life. Your life is sacred. It is absolutely profane for the politicians and the prime ministers and the presidents and the kings and queens of this earth to cause us and attempt to cause us to act in unison to promote their wishes and desires to foment more warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, to kill and destroy the image and likeness of the Most High, the Adam, male and female, men and women, boys and girls. This system that we live under is profane. And for anyone to get on TV and promote such a system is profane, to defile. The word defile is defined as to sully, to mar, to spoil, to corrupt the purity or perfection, to debase, to deflower, to violate the chastity. We were put here on this earth to uphold life. So when the presidents and the prime ministers get together and try to maneuver us into joining them in death, hell, destruction, that is defilement. That is pollution. That is profanity. Many of us think that curse words are profanity. Maybe it's not pleasant to listen to. But real profanity is to watch the United Nations and watch President Obama and watch the Deputy Prime Minister of Britain, to watch various leaders who get up and want us to just go after Syria and kill and destroy. President Obama said that America is prepared to kill to control energy, to kill to make sure certain nations don't have access to various weapons, to kill to protect Israel, which, as we have said, is under the control of the synagogue of Satan. That is profanity. That is desecration. That is to desecrate and to damage a holy place, a holy object. Each and every life on this earth is holy and sacred and righteous. And this life was given to us by the holy and righteous Most High. But to cause us to profane ourselves and defile ourselves and pollute ourselves, to use the United Nations, which they say was set up for peace, but we know was set up to control the European nations as to how to divide the land, the wealth, the resources, how to organize and coordinate the killing and destruction of men and women. Haile Selassie, 1936 and 1967, said your problem, United Nations, is no international morality. No morality. If you are immoral, if we are immoral, we must clean up. Clean ourselves. Purify ourselves. Remember what we said earlier about the words brick and the other affiliated words, Levan, Levanon, having to do with purify, so that we may be moral. Haile Selassie told the European nations to their face, told the powers to their face. The problem with World War I and World War II is that y'all don't have no morals. He said the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior must be wiped away. Until that philosophy is done away with, there will be wars and rumors of wars and, paraphrasing, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. So these to go before the United Nations and try their best to cause us to support them in their wickedness is profane, is pollution. This word that they go to do, is it has to do even with sexual perversions. And many churches wonder about the certain perversities that go on in the church. You have to study politics. Remember what happened to the Black Panther Party and various organizations that we had, and how the CIA and the FBI would send in people to solicit so that we would not do what we were supposed to do. But see, we have separated politics from religion, and when the same thing happens in our churches, we are not able to connect that with the plans of the wicked ruling class to divert us from tithing our income to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Not just your money, but the words from your mouth and the wisdom from your mind. Uphold the immigrant and the stranger. This word, this that they begin, has to do also with to wound fatally. If you administer a fatal wound to someone, you have killed that someone. Look at how the United Nations, again, is being used to profane ourselves, to gather ourselves as one voice to go and kill in Syria. President Obama almost sounded angry and so disappointed that the people were against escalation of bombing in Syria. That is profane. The word also means to bore through, to pierce, to bore, to be slain, to pierce, wounded, to play the flute or the pipe. Now, the flute and the pipe is music. And music also has to do with the words from your mouth being used like music to move and dance the people. And so these leaders, President Obama, Deputy Prime Minister of Britain, and others with them, mainly European nations, not Russia, not certain nations, not Bolivia, not some of the Central and South American nations, but if you listen, you can tell who it is. These, they are speaking a music out of their mouths to cause us to support killing and cause us to support administering a fatal wound to the people, to cause us to support sanctions on Iran, which is destructive to the Iranian poor working class masses of the people, causing us to support sanctions, economic death on Zimbabwe, because maybe Mugabe will put the land back into the hands of the people, to cause the masses to attempt to cause the masses to support such wickedness is profane. Slavery is profane. Colonialism is profane. Exploitation economically is profane. And so the Most High says, this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Now that phrase, for them which they have imagined, 2161, Zamam, it means to have a thought, devise, plan. So are there plans of wickedness and death and hell and destruction to purpose, to devise, to plot of evil intent? So these leaders today have an evil intent to continue to control energy for their purposes, protect their friends for their purposes, escalate warfare and bloodshed for their purposes. Even as I hear, construct false flag operations in Kenya, warn certain ones that there is some terrorist plot coming down to a mall, but then don't tell everyone so people can die so that we can support the so-called war on terrorism, which is a fictitious war, which is really a war of terror on poor working class masses of people to control land, wealth, and resources. The evil thoughts, the evil intentions of those in power. The Most High says, if we don't stop them, all that they have planned to do of evil, they will do. And it says nothing will be restrained. That words will be restrained, Batsar, 1219, having to do with restraining and fencing and fortifying, making inaccessible, enclosed. So if nothing will be restrained, that means no matter what protection you put up, if we don't stop the wicked ruling class and their plans of constructing death and their methodology of unifying the people behind such wicked thoughts and intent, nothing will be restrained from them. They'll have access to everything and everyone. You may put up economic barriers, but these wicked ones will find a way to get around the barriers. Some of the nations at the United Nations was talking about how America spies on everyone. You try to put up barriers to keep wicked ones out of your country from knowing what you are planning to do. And so they construct spy networks. That Snowden fella revealed how they spy on the presidents and prime ministers of Central and South America, Africa, and even themselves in Europe and America, even in the embassies, in the United Nations, in the various places that government officials meet, the spying that America does. And Obama gets on TV and wants us to think that the spying is for our benefit. Nothing but profanities, nothing but profane. If we don't stop them, they'll have access to everything. They'll have access to your land. You can't protect your land. You can't protect your resources. You can't protect your mind. You can't protect the babies and the children and the boys and the girls. You can't protect yourselves if we don't stop them. And the word is so interesting. This word also has to do with secrets and mysteries and inaccessible things. Look at how the scientists are always attempting to go into the universe and find out the secrets of life and the secrets of the universe. Not for good, but for evil, to construct death, to control knowledge, to control science. And so, verse 7, the Most High says, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. I want to hit that word confound. 1109, balal, to mix, mingle, confuse, confound, mingle, confuse. And so the Most High, life existing, coming against death and confounding and confusing the people who are gathered together as one to construct profanity, death, and destruction. So the Most High is moving to destroy such a movement, to confound such a movement. And so, that they may not understand one another's speech. So they keep on talking and speaking about this, these wicked plans of death. But they can't get anywhere because their language, they're not speaking the same language. Verse 9. I'm going to get to that in a second. But sisters and brothers, watch this now. The people are the Most High. The people must exude the power and sight and wisdom of the Most High. We must be the instruments of the Most High. And we have proven that we can be the instruments of the Most High. Because when you look at the serious situation, sisters and brothers, when you look at how the war drums were beating, look at how President Barack Obama began to get on TV and lie his face off, profanity, try to maneuver us to becoming one voice to go after and kill Assad and kill in Syria through the escalation of bombing. Look at how the Prime Minister of Britain tried to do the same in Britain. Look at how the leaders of the world, those that tried to do this, tried their best to get the people to go along with escalation of warfare and bloodshed. But my sisters and brothers, the people of the earth have said we are sick and tired of warfare and bloodshed. We are no longer going to listen to the politicians without giving examination to everything that they are seeing. And many of us began to go to alternative news, alternative sources, alternative resources. We began to give examination as to what is really going on. And many people just sick and tired and fed up killing and destroying and warfare. None of the wars are over. Afghanistan's still going on. Pakistan's still going on. Killing, the killing that's been going on is yet going on. Even when you see some of the military come home, contractors are left behind to continue the killing. So the people said, you know what? We're not going for it. The people of Britain came against warfare so strong that the parliament voted against the British Prime Minister. And the British Prime Minister could have said, forget it, we're going to war anyway, use the privilege of the crown. But he did not, because the strength of the people was so strong, and the Most High in the people so strong, and the people coming out on the side of existing and living for all, saying we're tired of killing, tired of lifeless, tired of destruction, tired of profanity, tired of desecration, tired of defilement, tired of this system that wants us to kill, kill, kill. And the people of America, and I tried to be one of them. I called my congressman. I called my senator. I left emails, and many began to call congresspeople and senators, government officials, sign petitions, send those petitions to the White House. Say, President Obama, we're tired of killing. We're tired of destruction. We're tired of you getting on TV trying to make us be one people, one voice for evil and wicked thoughts and wicked intentions. And Lord have mercy. I heard sister, I shouldn't say sister, but nevertheless, Barbara Boxer, Senator Barbara Boxer, I believe it was, get on TV and say 90% of her constituents are against the escalation of warfare in Syria. She said she yet supports escalation of war in Syria, but 90% of her people do not. And this was going on all over America, and they could not get the unified voice that they wanted. That is prophecy. That is this scripture. That is this scripture come to life, sisters and brothers. We, exhibiting the power of the Most High, we came together against the wicked ruling class, and we confounded their language. We confused their language. We began to mix out the lies and the profanity and mix in the truth. Now look, sisters and brothers, therefore is the name of it called Babel. This is verse 9. We're winding down. Now, this is so interesting. It says, because the Lord did there confound the language of the earth, and from thence did they scatter, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. Now, Babel, 894, is given here in the Hebrew language as confusion and mixing. But if you look at Bab-El, when you see the El, that is gods and goddesses, Elohim, children of the Most High, Samuel, Ruel, Elohim. El means gods and goddesses, Elohim, gods and goddesses. Now, originally, this word Bab-El, if you do your research, means the gate of God. So watch this now. We're looking for the Most High. We're looking for life. We're looking for existing. We're looking for truth. But all we're getting is confusion. All we're getting is the exact opposite of what we are looking for. So Babel and Babylon turns to mean confusion, because we're looking for the Most High. But we can't find the Most High in this city, this construction of death, hell, and destruction. It is the same today. They want to talk about how America is so exceptional. And so others are saying, no, you're not exceptional if you don't do righteous and do the truth. And I can hear, and we're closing, I can hear Dr. Martin Luther King say, don't you believe that America is some messianic force to police the whole world? Dr. King talking. He said, I can hear God saying to America, you're too arrogant. And I will rise up and break the backbone of your power. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari. Hallelujah. Haile Selassie people.